couple of loans in, didn't we, this week that, you know, I'm pleased about. Got the two lads from Arsenal, two full-backs. And Sam Gallagher coming in was an excellent loan signing for us. You know, lots of clubs in for him. Real competition there we had from Aston Villa, Derby. I think Huddersfield came in. They were queuing up for him, basically, and we managed to get him over the line. So that was a big one for us as well.
And he's already proven that he can score goals in this division.
Yeah, he scored at Blackburn last year. Great lad, and I think he'll be a good player. You know, he gives us options. I'm really happy with the forward players I've got now. You know, suddenly I find myself, from struggling up front for strikers. Young Isaac's come in. Has just been, you know, his form is, you know, he just looks a frightening talent. Unfortunately, he's got a hamstring. Picked up a hamstring first half the other night against Bournemouth. I think if he hadn't gone off, I think we would have won the game because they couldn't handle him at all. So he's out, and we've got, you know, Clayton's out, and obviously Che's out as well. So it does leave us a little bit short up front, but when they're all fit, we'll be good there.
Between now and next Thursday, presumably you'd like two more in, three more in?
Yeah, we still need two, certain parts of the squad need strengthening still, but it's taken a bit of shape, and hopefully we'll get a few over the line before the deadline closes.
You also went to three centre-backs in midweek, with the two full-backs that you signed in Jenkinson and Bramall. Is that something now that you'll look to push forward with?
Cole hasn't played a lot. He maybe needs a few days training, really. You know, he's an athlete, but getting him up to speed is, you know, so whether we look at whether Saturday's too quick for him, we'll have to be sure, make sure. But the other young lad, I thought he did well the other day. You know, he came in, Bramall, and his pace, he's got electric pace. Again, he's come out of non-league to Arsenal and still learning the game, really.
Reading, very solid, came close last year under Yapstam. They have their way of playing. Mm. How do you read the game coming up?
Well, they're a good footballing team, and, you know, Yap's done an excellent job there, hasn't he? And it's a good football club, Reading. You know, they're in good shape, good stadium. It's all in place there, really, for them. And they were very close to making the Premier League, weren't they, this year? But so they'll be up there this year challenging as well again. So it'd be an interesting game.
And the home fans have come in big numbers for the league game so far this season. So they're buying into what you're trying to do in terms of changing this squad around the dynamic of this football club.
Yeah, we will do it. I've got no doubts. I'm still as confident as ever that, you know, once the window closes, we've got 2 weeks in. I think we'll have players in 2 weeks to get the team bedded in. Okay, you'd like to have done it at the start of the season, but, you know, we haven't. It's made a difficult start for us, really. But I still think there's lots of time, 40 games to go, whatever. So a long way to go, and I still think we'll be right there, you know. But it's a tough division. You've only got to look today, you see that, you know, teams making £12 million bids, you know, Fulham trying to buy Forestieri, and Middlesbrough continuously buying top players, Hull making big bids for players today. It's Villa, you know, Snodgrass, and it's going to be a real tough division this year.
Last season, obvious to anybody watching, was the lack of genuine pace and energy. You seem to place a lot of store with that.
Well, we've got pace suddenly. You know, Jenkinson, Bramall, you know, Bramall's like lightning quick. You know, Vassell was just, I think he's got a kid with a real future. His pace is electric, his strength, his willingness to work and make runs. And, you know, you saw the other night, he's playing against, you know, that Cook plays every game. He's the captain of Bournemouth. I mean, he gave Cookie a torrid time, really, you know, when he left him for dead on that left-hand side, when he gave him a two-yard start. I mean, you know, he's going to be a threat to anybody. I'm sure he's going to be a big player in the future.
How important is that whole thing? Because perhaps the area that you will add that to is midfield. Do you need to add pace and midfield? Energy in there?
Yeah, we're looking there as well, you know, but as I say, with Che coming back as well and Sam Gallagher, you've got three kids there, all full of running, full of energy, all got pace, and so that's going to be good, important for us. you know, added to the two lads, added to Clayton and Dukie, that it gives us real good options. I'm very happy with the forward players at the club. It's just certain little areas now we need to improve on, and if we can do that, we'll be good.
We interviewed Vassell when he arrived, and he wants to make life tough and he wants to be a nuisance to defenders, but you saw him the other day screaming at his teammates, playing on the shoulder, wanting to get, because he knew he'd got the legs on him.
If you play the ball into space, into open space behind the back four, you know, he's got to be a very quick defender who's going to stay with him, because his pace is electric. So yeah, I couldn't be more, and he's aggressive as well. Yeah. I mean, he puts himself about, he's got physique, he's got a great build on him, he's strong. He's got everything really to go on and be a big player.
Just finally from me, Reading, having watched them many times, they do keep the ball for fun. They like the possession side. You might have to be patient.
Yeah, we'll have to be patient. They will play, they'll go back, they'll come out, they'll keep it. So Yap's done a great job with them. But yeah, it's a home game. And hopefully we can pick up 3 points and set ourselves up then for once the window closes, new faces ready to go and you know, have a real push in.
You're a lot happier now, though.
Yeah, pleased to have got a few in. And make, you know, as you said, it gives us pace. You know, you need pace. You need legs in this division. You need people. You need some people that can run. And so that's been important to get them in.
Harry, does any manager like this late August frenzy?
No, not really, Pat. You'd much rather be sitting here with a team that you're happy with and thinking, you know, we haven't got to bother, you know. But unfortunately, we weren't in that position. You know, we were in a position where we've struggled to get the people in that we've tried to get, not through lack of effort. It's just been difficult to get the deals done. But I'm pleased the way it's worked out last week. You know, getting Sam Gallagher in was a massive coup, really. As I say, when you look at the competition that we had to fight off to get him. So many good clubs. You know, I got a text from Mel Morris, the chairman at Derby, saying, you just pipped us to Gallagher. What a great signing. You know, lots of people wanted the boy. I'm delighted to have him. He's just another great lad. And that's important. You have good boys at your football club who are pleased to be here and want to work. No attitude about them. Not like they're doing you a favour coming to work. You've got to get a good group of boys here at Birmingham and you've got a real chance.
Do you think there's any way we could sort out this madness, this late August madness? Have you got any idea how it could be improved or finessed?
Well, I think it should probably close at the first day of, you know, the season, Pat, really, and then you can get on with your football, can't you? We all spend the first couple of weeks just on the phone all day trying to get players in. It's a bit of a nightmare. I think you should be able to say, right, OK, this is it. Now we crack on and get on with the football, you know?